Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, proud sponsors of Food for Thought. PCC ushers in the fall season with local organic apples and pears and all natural ingredients for a hearty soup or stew with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
You know, Steiner, I heard you on the radio talking about your good friend Nathan Detroit.
Hey, the owner of the only permanently established floating crap game in New York.
Yeah, I know the one, and he's got a girlfriend. What's her name?
Adelaide. Well, fiancé, actually, for quite a few years now.
Yes, the average unmarried female. I know her. So the thing I love about that show is the whole thing about cheesecake. It's Lindy's, right? Do they call it? No, it's Mindy's. Which is it?
Well, you're right either way. In Guys and Dolls, they called it Mindy's, but it was named after the real place, famous for its cheesecake, Lindy's in New York City.
New York cheesecake, which is something I don't find enough of around here. I know, Nancy, go back to New York. Remember when you used to go into a restaurant and every single menu had cheesecake for dessert?
Yeah, there was cheesecake everywhere, and also on the walls of many automobile repair establishments.
Anyway, I used to make a great cheesecake. It was my friend Joe Britton had this fabulous chocolate cheesecake that called for these chocolate cookie crumbles on the bottom that you smushed in with butter and like 8 tons of cream cheese. It was something that was so good, my friends used to ask me to make it for them for their birthdays.
Well, you know, I've only made one cheesecake in my whole life, and it came out okay. My only objection to cheesecakes in general, these cheesecakes today, I think they're getting a little too fancy. You know what? I like just a plain, ordinary cheesecake, just the regular, plain deal. And all these other fancy pants cheesecakes with Frangelico and all that stuff. Yeah, it's nice, but why dress it up? The plain old cheesecake is good enough for me.
Well, I'll eat a plain cheesecake, but if I had my druthers, I'd rather have it with sour cherries on the top. Not that disgusting canned pie cherry business, but real good sour cherries.
Well, I guess it's okay if you'll eat a thing like that. You go right ahead. But now the cheesecake is kind of in the past, it would appear. You've got your finger on the dessert pulse of the town. What's the hot dessert to have these days?
Well, you know, I think we're over molten chocolate cake. You're an old-fashioned restaurant already now if you have the molten chocolate cake. Yeah. I'd have to say that panna cotta is the hottest thing on dessert menus these days.
How is that different than, what's that dessert, you know, where they put the torch on it, the custard?
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee. Is that about the same as a creme brulee?
It's not that way at all, because a panna cotta is made with, it's a cooked cream.
That's
so
what
really
it means,
what is
right?
That's exactly how it translates. A creme caramel is made with a custard and with a sugary, caramely deal that they then make it brulee by psh.
Yeah. And that's as passe now as the molten chocolate cake, right?
Well, you know, I don't know. I frankly think that a good creme caramel and certainly a good creme brulee are at the top of my list of things I'd like to have for dessert. Yeah.
What about tiramisu? Can we order a tiramisu without having the waiter roll his eyes? Not that I give a damn.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because I forgot. Remember what a rage it was to have tiramisu?
Yeah.
Yeah, I served a lot of tiramisu in my days working in an Italian restaurant. But I think part of my thing with cheesecake is that when I was working in Alaska, 7 years of slicing cheesecake, I ate so much of the little bits that fell off the side that for at least 15 years, I never wanted to look at another piece of cheesecake as long as I live. And I'm over that now. So I've got my eye open for a really perfect New York cheesecake.
You'll find a link to Nancy's blog on the Seattle Times, All You Can Eat, right at the KPLU website, kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought and all will be revealed. Been fascinating talking about dessert with you, Nancy. Bye-bye, sweetie.
See you later, sugar.